Well, good morning. It is March 6, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, as we continue to press on in our chronological reading, we are going to be picking up in Numbers chapter 22. We're going to pick up in verse 1, and we are going to read until chapter 24, verse 25, which is the end of the chapter. So let's get into the Word today. March 6th. 2024, beginning with one of my favorite stories to preach on from the Bible, Balak sending for Balaam, the prophet. Then the children of Israel moved and encamped in the plains of Moab on the side of the Jordan across from Jericho. Now Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was exceedingly afraid of the people because they were so many. And Moab was sick with dread because of the children of Israel. And so Moab said to the elders of Midian, "Now this company will lick up everything around us, as an ox licks up the grass of the field." And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at the time. And then he sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor, at Pethor, which is near the river, in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, "Look, a people has come from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the whole earth and are settling next to me. Therefore, please come at once and curse this people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land, for I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed." So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the diviner's fee in their hand, and they came to Balaam and spoke to him the words of Balak. And he said to them, "Lodge here tonight, and I will bring back word to you, as the Lord speaks to me." And so the princes of Moab stayed with Balaam. And then God came to Balaam and said, "Who are these men with you?" And so Balaam said to God, "Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent to me, saying, 'Look, a people has come out of Egypt, and they cover the face of the earth. Come now, curse them for me. Perhaps I shall be able to overpower them and drive them out.'" And God said to Balaam, "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse these people, for they are blessed." And so Balaam rose in the morning and said to the princes of Balaam, or princes of Balak, "Go back to your land, for the Lord has refused to give me permission to go with you." And the princes of Moab arose and went to Balak and said, "Balaam refuses to come with us." And then Balak again sent princes, more numerous and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said, "Thus says Balak, the son of Zippor, please let nothing hinder you from coming to me, for I will certainly honor you greatly, and I will do whatever you say to me. Therefore, please come and curse this people for me." Then Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, "Though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Now, therefore, please, you also stay here tonight, that I may know what more the Lord will say to me." And God came to Balaam at night and said, "If the men come to you, call, rise, and go with them, but only the word which I speak to you, that you shall do." Balaam and his donkey. Numbers 22:21-41. So Balaam rose in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the princes of Moab. And then God's anger was aroused because he went, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way as an adversary against him. And he was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. Now the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with a drawn sword in his hand. And the donkey turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And so Balaam struck the donkey to turn her back onto the road. And then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between the vineyards with a wall on this side and a wall on that side. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pushed herself against the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. And so he struck her again. Then the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam. And so Balaam's anger was aroused, and he struck the donkey with his staff. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?" And Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have abused me, I wish that there were a sword in my hand, for now I would kill you." And so the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey on which you have ridden since I became yours to this day? Was I ever disposed to do this to you?" And he said, "No." And then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand. And he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to stand against you because your way is perverse before me. The donkey saw me and turned aside from me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, surely I would have also killed you by now and let her live." And the angel said, and then Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned, for I did not know you stood in the way against me. Now, therefore, if it displeases you, I will turn back." Then the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but only the word that I speak to you, that you shall speak." And so Balaam went with the princes of Balak. Now, when Balak heard that Balaam was coming, he went out to meet him at the city of Moab, which is on the border of the Arnon, the boundary of the territory. Then Balak said to Balaam, "Did I not earnestly send to you calling for you? Why did you not come to me? Am I not able to honor you?" And Balaam said to Balak, "Look, I have come to you now. Now, have I any power at all to say anything? The word that God puts in my mouth, that I must speak." And so Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kiriath Huzoth. And then Balak offered oxen and sheep, and he sent some to Balaam and to the princes who were with him. And so it was the next day that Balak took Balaam and brought him to the high place of Baal, that from there he might observe the extent of the people. Balaam blesses Israel, Numbers 23:1-12. Then Balaam said to Balak, "Build 7 altars for me here, and prepare me here 7 bulls and 7 rams." And Balak did just as Balaam had spoken, and Balak and Balaam offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam said to Balak, "Stand by your burnt offering, and I will go. Perhaps the Lord will come to meet me, and whatever he shows me, I will tell you." And so he went to a desolate height, and God met Balaam, and he said to him, "I have prepared the 7 altars, and I have offered on each altar a bull and a ram." Then the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, "Return to Balak, and thus you shall speak." And so he returned to him, and there he was, standing by his burnt offering, he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up his oracle and said, "Balak, the king of Moab, has brought me from Aram, from the mountains of the east. Come, curse Jacob for me, and come, denounce Israel. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? And how shall I denounce whom the Lord has not denounced? From the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. There, a people dwelling alone, not reckoning itself among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, or number 1/4 of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my end be like his." And then Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and look, you have blessed them bountifully." And so he answered and said, "Must I not take heed to speak what the Lord has put in my mouth?" Balaam's second prophecy, Numbers 23:13-26. Then Balak said to him, "Please come with me to another place, from which you may see them, and you shall see only the outer part of them, and shall not see them all. Curse them for me from there." And so he brought him to the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered a bull and a ram on each. And he said to Balak, "Stand here by your burnt offering while I meet the Lord over there." Then the Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, "Go back to Balak, and thus you shall speak." And so he came to him, and there he was standing by his burnt offering, and the princes of Moab were with him. And Balak said to him, "What has the Lord spoken?" And then he took up his oracle and said, "Rise up, Balak, and hear, and listen to me, son of Zippor. God is not man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He has not observed iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brings him out of Egypt. He has strength like a wild ox. For there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. It now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what God has done. Look, a people rises like a lioness, and lifts itself up like a lion. It shall not lie down until it devours the prey and drinks the blood of the slain. Then Balak said to Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. And so Balaam answered and said to Balak, did I not tell you, saying, all that the Lord speaks, that I must do? Balaam's third prophecy, Numbers 23:27-24:14. Then Balak said to Balaam, please come, I will take you to another place. Perhaps it will please God that you may curse them for me from there. And so Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor that overlooks the wastelands. And then Balaam said to Balak, build for me here 7 altars, and prepare for me here 7 bulls and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had said, and offered a bull and a ram on every altar. Now, when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not go as at other times to seek to use sorcery, but he set his face towards the wilderness. And Balaam raised his eyes and saw Israel encamped according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. And then he took up his oracle and said, the utterance of Balaam the son of Beor, the utterance of the man whose eyes are opened, the utterance of him who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty, who falls down with eyes wide open. How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel, like valleys that stretch out, like gardens by the riverside, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the water. He shall pour water from his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters. His king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brings him out of Egypt. He has strength like a wild ox. He shall consume the nations, his enemies, and he shall break their bones and pierce them with his arrows. He bows down. He lies down as a lion, and as a lion, who shall rouse him? Blessed is he who blesses you, and cursed is he who curses you. And then Balak's anger was aroused against Balaam, and he struck his hand together. And Balaam said to Balak, I called you to curse my enemies, and look, you have bountifully blessed them these 3 times. Now therefore, flee to your place. I said I would greatly honor you, but in fact, the Lord has kept you back from honor. And so Balaam said to Balak, did I not also speak to your messengers whom you sent to me, saying, if Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the word of the Lord to do good or bad of my own will. And what the Lord says, that must I speak. And now indeed I am going to my people. Come, I will advise you what this people will do to your people in latter days. Balaam's final prophecies, Numbers 24:15-25. So he took up his oracle and said, the utterance of Balaam, the son of Beor, and the utterance of the man whose eyes are open, the utterance of him who hears the words of God and has the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, who falls down with eyes wide open. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel and batter the brow of Moab and destroy all the sons of tumult. And Edom shall be a possession, Seir also, his enemies shall be a possession, while Israel does valiantly. Out of Jacob one shall have dominion and destroy the remains of the city. And then he looked at on Amalek, and he took up his oracle and said, Amalek was first among the nations, but shall be last until he perishes. And then he looked at the Kenites, and he took up his oracle and said, firm is your dwelling place, and your nest is set in the rock. Nevertheless, Cain shall be burned. How long until Asher carries you away captive? Then he took up his oracle and said, alas, who shall live when God does this? But ships shall come from the coast of Cyprus, and they shall afflict Asher and afflict Eber, and so shall Amalek until he perishes. And so Balaam rose and departed and returned to his place. Balak also went his way. And that was our reading for March 6, 2024. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Just in way of reminder, I have a very special gift for those who are sticking with me, especially for the first 100 days. And that first 100 days is on April 9th. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat this morning. April 9th is the 100th day of the year. And so I have a very special prize for those who are going to be joining me that long. And so stick with it. Leave a comment. Leave a reaction each and every day. If you've missed a day or two, no worries. Go back and watch those days or read the Bible and, you know, yourself. I mean, you sit down in a whole setting and read it. catch up, and then just mark your name or whatever on each one of those days so I know. Yeah, you'll be eligible for that prize. And so I look forward to it. But that said, the real prize, of course, is being disciplined and reading the Bible every day. And so I hope that that's the true blessing for you. I know it is for me. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I do thank you again for another day that you've granted to us. Lord, it's the day that you have made, and we indeed rejoice and are glad in it. Lord, I pray that we would serve you, Lord, that we would not go beyond your word. Lord, that we remember who it is that we are serving today. Lord, Balaam did not remember who it was that he was serving. He was just doing his ministry for all of the wrong reasons. Lord, he didn't acknowledge you. Lord, I just pray that that would be true of all of us, God, that we would all be doing everything that we do today for your glory and for your glory alone. Lord, I pray. And so, Lord, bless our day today. Bless our ministries tonight, Lord. Ladies' study, Olympians, Teen Club, Sermon Recap Bibles, our prayer meeting, Lord. I just pray, God, that you would just bless all of those. Lord, that you just give us a good day in you. We love you and praise you, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.